Today is Thursday, the 1st of February, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord, his day is near. Wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart. Today's reading is from the first book of Kings.
When David's time to die drew near, he charged his son Solomon, saying, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Then the Lord will establish his word that he spoke concerning me. If your heirs take heed to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness, with all their heart, and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of Israel." Then David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned for 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established.
In today's scripture, we witness the handing over of kingship from David to his son Solomon. You might imagine this conversation being witnessed by the advisors and members of the royal court. Take a moment to reflect on the emotional weight of this scene, as David speaks to Solomon, passing on all he has learned from his years as leader of Israel. Which of the characters might you be drawn to? Would you ask David about events during his reign? His relationship with the Lord? Would you ask Solomon his response to David's instructions? If he had had any plans of his own as he takes on the responsibility of kingship? As you listen to the passage again, consider whether anything in this passage resonates with your own life journey.
When David's time to die drew near, he charged his son Solomon, saying, "I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Then the Lord will establish his word that he spoke concerning me. If your heirs take heed to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of Israel." Then David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned for 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established.
Be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God. Take this time to share with the Lord any thoughts that have arisen from this encounter between the old and young king. Ask for the wisdom you need today. Give thanks for the Lord's unwavering love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.